Shots Radio with Rich Wyeth, and we've got our weekly chat with boss man Andy Scott now. Andy, let's talk about last Saturday's match first of all. Way to Gateshead, a long trip up there, but ended up a 1-1 draw with Ngusen getting the goal for the Shots. Reflection on the match?
Yeah, we played really well, to be honest. They're a good side. They got in the playoffs final last year and are one of the best footballing sides in the league and are going for promotion this year. And with the home record they had, you know, it was a terrific performance. We conceded with 2 minutes to go, which is obviously massively disappointing after the effort we'd shown. We'd created a few chances in the second half and we looked like, you know, if we'd got the second goal, it would have been dead and buried. They'd run out of ideas sort of thing. And, you know, there's not a lot we could have done about the goal, unfortunately. But before the game, point would have been, you know, a good point, I would have thought. But, you know, as the game progressed and materialised, we would have, you know, definitely thought that 3 points was there for us.
And Tuesday night, you were hoping to be bouncing on for that 1 point away at Gateshead. Went a travel away to Dover, but a real disappointing night, a 3-0 defeat in the end.
Yeah, it was. There's no getting away from the fact that no matter what, you know, we started reasonably well. We had a few chances, but conceded the first goal and then, you know, created a few chances, but again, not clinical enough in the final third. And they scored a second goal soon after half time, and we never got going after that. We looked disjointed, and you know, it was the performance after that was nowhere near the standards that we've set. Very disappointing. We took a lot of fans down to Dover, and you know, they deserved a lot more than we gave them.
Yeah, just not quite getting that consistency at the moment, are you, in the side? Do you think it's not helping with the likes of Mark Moseley, Chris Barker, a bit more of a long-term injury?
Yeah, I'm not one to make excuses. It's, you know, that we've got a team that performed really well against Lincoln and got a win, and performed well at Gateshead and got a good point and probably should have won it. So it's the same team, but like you say, the consistency is not there. We're playing the same side over and over again because we've got down 14, 15 fit bodies. And sometimes, you know, we need the experienced players. You know, Molesey and Barker and Josh Scott have been big misses for us. But that's not to say that the players that we've got should have done a lot better, and they've got to, you know, do more than they have done. You know, we need to get those players back fit as quickly as possible, but also the players that played Tuesday night have got to step up to the mark and do more. You know, we've had played 13 games, and we've had two very, very poor performances out of that 13, and some of the games that we've lost, we should have got something out of, you know, but we haven't, and that's why where we are in the league. And that's the thing, we go into each game and you know that the quality that we have got and the ability that we've got, and you know, they've shown them in spells what a good side we can be, and we can get results, but it's got to happen week in, week out.
Well, this Saturday, with your line in 15th on 16 points in the Bannerwell Conference, got a home game against Alfredton Town, with lying 22nd with 10 points. Again, a big game for the Shots, no easy game.
Yeah, well, after a performance like Tuesday, every game, you know, whoever we've been playing would have been a big game. We need to restore faith in the team again with the fans, and the players need the opportunity to go out there and prove that they're better than they were on Tuesday night.
And any more injury worries, concerns at all?
Yeah, we've got a few knock bumps and bruises. You know, that's taking the toll. You know, we've played nearly a third of the season now, and we're only, you know, just nipping into October. So it's been tough for the players. We had the injuries at the wrong time, you know, and when we had Saturday, Tuesday. But we need to get players back, and we need to see who's fit and available for Saturday and make decisions on who we're going to play then.
And Tuesday evening, got another long trip again on a Tuesday evening away to Chester.
Yeah, they're coming thick and fast. We had some long journeys, and Chester on a Tuesday night is not exactly a nice one. We've got Southport coming up on a Tuesday night soon as well. So, yeah, the fixture list hasn't exactly been kind, but you've got to play everyone at some time, home and away. And, you know, there's no reason why, you know, we can't put on good performance like we have done away from home at Torquay and Gateshead. And even the Halifax performance was good there. So we have shown away from home that we can pick up points, and we can do what we need to do. But we need to do it home and away every game and be consistent in our levels of performance. And that's what will be impressing on the players.
Now, we've mentioned Jordan Roberts before. He was trained with England C squad the other week, but he's now been called up now to face Turkey B team on the 14th of October in Turkey. So that's good news for him.
It is good news for him, yeah. And it's good accolade. The thing that needs to be impressed on Jordan is that he got into the England C side because of his performance for Aldershot Town, playing the way that we play, rather than, you know, him trying to be a player that he's not. And that's, for a young player, that's something he's got to get his head around. You know, he hasn't got to change what he's doing. He's got to continue to play the way he has done, because that's what got him the selection in the first place. And unfortunately, Tuesday night, you know, he was getting in areas that he wasn't getting in before, and you know, not able to get him on the ball in the correct areas to play in the team framework. And you know, that's something that we need to get him doing what he does well. You know, taking people on, being strong, being working up and down the line, getting on the ball and being positive with it, and getting crosses in, and getting on the back post, and getting in the box when the ball's on the other side. And you know, you've got to do that week in, week out. And if he's been selected once because he's played like that, then he'll keep getting selected because he's playing like that.
I suppose a case of trying to keep his feet on the ground a little bit, because it can, like you say, affect younger players when they get called up to England.
Yeah, I mean, you go to England and, you know, England, Paul Fairclough's got his way of playing, but it's different from the way we're playing. And you know, it's fair enough if he wants them to play like that, but they've got to differentiate with the team playing for England, playing for Aldershot, because it's different styles of play and different players and, you know, different ways of doing things. So when he comes back, he's got to fit into what we do and play the way that we know he can.
Unfortunately, we're going to finish on a little bit of sad news then this week. Mick Jenks, one of the volunteers, groundsman, 80 years old, sadly died this week.
Yes, it's a big blow for the club. You know, Mick supported the club for 47 years or something like that, more than that. And, you know, been a big part of the football club in terms of, you know, he's always been there. He's always supported the club. He's always stood by us, and he's seen a lot go on over the years. But he's always been on the East Bank supporting the club and got behind the team from day one. The volunteer work he did with Nunny on the pitch, and he was always on hand to help out and down the training ground, and he was a vital part of the club as a whole. And we've spoken to the players this morning about the depth of feeling that a lot of people have for this football club and what they represent and what they should demonstrate on the pitch to represent the fans. And that's something that is key. People like Mick are worth their weight in gold, and it's going to be a massive loss for us as a club and for his family. We obviously pass our condolences on, and we've sort of seen Steve, his son, this morning and spoken to him at length. And that's exactly what we're looking at. We're saying, you know, the day after his father dies, he comes down to the football club because he wants to feel comfortable. It's a comfortable surroundings for him, and he wants to feel, you know, that warmth of feeling that he gets from the football club. And that just shows, you know, what it means to people like Mick and Steve, and that's very poignant. But you know, it just goes show there's more things to life than football. But football can play a massive part in people's lives and give them something to look forward on a Saturday and a Tuesday, and that's the opportunity we've got every week.
All right, Andy, as always, thanks for joining us and good luck on Saturday.
Cheers, thank you.
This is Rich Wyeth, and we just had our weekly chat with the boss, Andy Scott, here on Shots Radio.